Part 9, Chapter 3. A worried Zit watched Turl and a swarm of mechanics working over the old bomber drone. The huge underground garages and hangars resounded with the whine of drills and clang of hammers. Since the last semi-annual personnel intake, Zit had gotten his mechanics back. Aside from exchanging recon drones for refueling every 3 days, a drone he considered useless, his work was not backlogged. Turl had left the transport chief and section alone until now. Turl himself had serviced the 20 battle planes in the outside field. So aside from this present unexpected project, Zit had little about which to complain. But this idiocy, the bomber drone, he knew he had better speak. Turl was in the huge plane's control room working with presets of buttons. He was covered with grease and sweat. He had a small remote keyboard in his hand, and he was punching settings into the main panels of the ship.
Scotland. Sweden.
Turl was saying, consulting his tables and notes and pushing ship buttons. There were no seats in the place, for it would never be piloted. And Turl was hunched uncomfortably on a balance motor housing.
Russia. Alps. Italy. China. No. Alps. India. China. Italy. Africa.
Turl?
Said Zit, timidly.
Shut up!
Snapped Turl, not even looking up.
Amazon. Andes. Mexico. Rocky Mountains. Rocky Mountains. 1, 2, and 3.
Turl.
Repeated Zit.
This bomber drone has not been flown in 1,000 years. It's a wreck.
We're rebuilding it, aren't we?
Snarled Turl, finishing his presets and standing up.
Turl, maybe you don't know that this was the original conquest drone. It was the one that gassed this planet before our takeover.
Well, I'm loading it with gas canisters, ain't I?
But Turl, we've already conquered this planet 1,000 or more years ago. You release kill gas now, even in just a few places, and it might hit our own mine sites.
They use breathe gas!
Snapped Turl, shouldering by Zit and walking back into the huge plane. Workmen were trundling up big gas canisters from deep underground storage. They had to burnish them gingerly to get the crud of ages off them. Turl energetically directed the workers, hooking them in place.
15 canisters! You've only brought 14. Get another one!
Some workmen rushed off, and Turl was hooking wires up to the canister release valves, muttering to himself, checking color coding.